everybody, and welcome back to BC Pod. So today we have some very interesting news, and if you're wondering what it is, I'll have to tell you. So I bet you're probably wondering what this interesting news is. Well, I have to start from the beginning. So a few days ago, on New Year's, January 1st, 2021, we were out hiking trying to find a maze that was made out of rocks. It's actually very cool, and it has been there for about 100 years when we came stumbled across the beach. Now, if you might remember from interview, the last episode, episode number 2, we had encountered and was interviewing one of my fellow crewmates, and her name is Matilda, right?
You might remember that.
She is the vet for the bubble, and so I had to interview her, of course.
Yes.
Well, she stumbled across the beach, and she saw a message in a bottle.
Well, first I saw a bottle, and I've been looking for messages in a bottle ever since. So every day I come across a bottle that's near the ocean, I look at it, see if it's a message in a bottle, and if it is, I'm very lucky. Well, this time I got a sock, because you know what was in it? A message in a bottle.
Yes. And so this message came from England, and we're in Sweden, and washed all the way to England. If you don't know where those places are, it's in Europe. England is an island next to Ireland. Ireland.
You probably know where England is.
And Sweden is next to Norway, and almost at the North Pole. Well, we're in Sweden. We found a message in a bottle. Amazing, right? I mean, they're super rare anyways. Well, if you ask me, finding the message in a bottle is super rare. And, well, I never expected that would actually happen. So, you see, it was a big shock. And obviously, Matilda thought she had found a treasure map or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, since I don't really know how to cram a whole message in a bottle into an episode, we're going to fit 2 tiny little episodes into this. And this is like a 2 for the price of 1 podcast, I guess. Anyways, the next episode is going to be about the slime we just got. Okay, so you heard the popcorn again, which means it's the start of a new episode, How Luscious. Okay, so what I told you where I got, I'm making the episode of a slime. So, let's open it and figure out. It says slimy. Oops. Who did it? Perp, perp, part. So, let's see. So, I wonder what sound it's going to make. Maybe like, ew. That's the slime, not me, guys. How luscious! Well, it is inappropriate slime, but it is also, well, I guess it's not really inappropriate because all slime makes that sound. Like, I guess it's like the sound of a volcano, I don't know. Well, it stretches so much. It's called slimy. It's amazing. And so I just wanted to make sure you guys know how amazing it is. I bought it with my allowance earlier today, and we had also gone to a fika shop. So since we're in Sweden, fika means, how do I explain this? Going to cafe and getting a treat, like a chocolate cake or something. And oh, how luscious and delicious those cinnamon rolls were. Well, I guess I'll have to say hello to you in the next episode. So goodbye and have a nice day.